Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
As the pandemic continues to disrupt our lives, we all long to return to familiar things we love. And for some students, that means playing sports again. But what's it like to play sports here in the time of COVID, especially competitive high school sports? Well, to find out, we caught up with Needham High School girls soccer coach Carl Tarabelli. He told us that despite changes to the rules, the league being broken into pods, even a lack of playoffs this year, whatever it takes to get the kids back on the field is worth it.
Our goal really is not the league standings and the competition so much as it is just having the opportunity to get the kids out every day, you know, 3:15 to 5:15, provide them a structure, safe environment that gives them some sense of normalcy. So, you know, we've been at it 2 weeks now, and it's like a breath of fresh air. You know, the girls come down to the field. We have all sorts of protocols. The first one that's most visible is they have to wear masks all the time. And, you know, that clearly, from a CDC standpoint and everything else, makes perfect sense. We actually, you know, we don't have a locker room. So like in our facility, at our field, we have a little hill, and we actually painted 10-foot dots because they just go to a dot with their gear, and they plop down, and that's their area for when they need a water break, when they, you know, have to go to their bag to get equipment or anything else like that. So from that standpoint, they own their dot, you know, and they get a kick out of that.
So that's one change. But now we also know that there have been just a ton of rule changes for all fall sports this year, including soccer. Tell us a little bit about some of the more challenging rule changes for soccer this year, Carl.
So the rule changes, you know, aside from the masks, I personally understand it. And I really appreciate what, you know, that represents. You know, the Department of the Environmental and Energy from the state standpoint has come down with a mandated phased approach. And then from there, MISA and MIA and the governing bodies of different, you know, organizations, our case MIA, has come up with these rule changes. And the rule changes are challenging, but again, the kids just want to play. So, you know, we're not allowed to head the ball. We're not allowed to throw the ball in. We're not allowed to kick the ball in the air on restarts. We're not allowed to physically touch, deliberately engage in touching.
Sounds hard. I mean, can it work?
It's not the game. And so it's just an opportunity for the kids to try and play and adapt. We actually had a referee come and do one of our scrimmages so we could see and deal with it firsthand. And, you know, the kids trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work. It'll be interesting to see in a live game how rules are interpreted. But, you know, from the standpoint of the rules that have been handed down that change the game and not make the game soccer, you know, it is what it is, and we're dealing with it.
How are the girls feeling about it, Carl?
I think the fact that they're out and about and playing and with their friends overrides everything, and the fact that there's no conference titles, no standings, they just don't care. They want to play, and they're going to adapt, and they're going to play, and they're going to have fun. You know, as a high school coach, I've got 5 seniors on my team, and my goal is to make the games as memorable and as meaningful for my 5 seniors. But I think they'll be frustrated, you know, to a degree if inadvertent touching represents penalties and the game is constantly stopping. So, you know, we'll figure it out.
Did that happen in the scrimmage, Carl? Did that happen that you said you had a referee come out to one of your scrimmages? Was there a lot of challenge with trying not to touch each other or break these other rules?
There was definitely challenges. So it's how refs interpret, and the guidelines are such that, you know, in soccer, you don't deliberately try and engage physically. That's a penalty. You know, it's not like you're in football and you're on the line and you're trying to hit each other. But, you know, if 2 players are shoulder to shoulder going after the same ball, I don't know how a ref's going to call that, in that who's the actual one you're going to penalize. They're both going shoulder to shoulder, running after a 50-50 ball.
Do you have any concern that the season, despite these frustrating, but it sounds like, you know, sort of very clear new guidelines for how you and the girls play the game, do you have any concern that the season might get canceled partway through? And what would that mean for your players, especially your seniors, if that happened?
Absolutely. Every day we check the day off, and it's as if it's our last day. Because as I've explained to these kids and to their parents, there are so many factors that are out of their control that could shut us down. And so, you know, the fact that we've got 2 weeks under our belt, that's 2 weeks more than I thought we would have. And if we get five more weeks, that's going to be tremendous. Because, you know, even in our little pod, for instance, Natick is under a two-week quarantine because of an incident in Natick a week ago. There was a party, and the superintendent shut down everything related to athletics, even though none of the athletes on the girls' soccer program were identified. But the fact that they couldn't trace, so Natick is missing two out of its eight games. And thankfully, we play them after their two-week quarantine, so we're not going to lose out on that. But Natick, you know, unfortunately, you know, was dealt a hand, and now instead of eight games, they only have six, and they've lost 2 weeks of activity. We have other towns like Framingham that went red, and they're shut down, period. So it's every day is we're thankful to have an opportunity to be out there. You know, it's the safest 2 hours of their day. They're out. They're within a controlled environment. They're social distancing. They're wearing masks. They have their own ball. They have their own pennies. There's no sharing of equipment. Being outside in an open area, I tell parents this is the best opportunity for them, and it's the safest 2 hours of their day.
What about members in the community who think sports shouldn't be happening at all right now?
Well, quite honestly, I feel sorry for them because they have lost the sight of what athletics represents, especially at a high school level. And, you know, you need healthy minds, you need healthy bodies. They're not putting anybody at risk when they're on a field and spread out, and, you know, they're not putting anyone else in any kind of danger. A lot of what we're providing these kids right now is more mental than it is physical. These kids have had their lives flipped upside down since last March. A lot of them lost their spring seasons, their multi-sport athletes. Athletics is really a co-curricular activity with academics at the high school level. It's not college where kids have been recruited and they're going to college, you know, to play a sport. It's certainly not professional. You know, athletics represents social interaction that's safe. It's mental, you know, stimulation. It allows them, you know, to have exercise. So I think people who think athletics should be shut down, I think they're just lost, and I feel bad for them.
And what is your biggest hope for student athletes across the Commonwealth right now?
Right now, normalcy. This has to represent some sense of normalcy. The fact that they know after school, whether it's remote, whether it's hybrid, whether it's, you know, in school, that they have a structure that they've always had. They can go down to the field after school, be with their friends, train, turn off all the craziness that's been surrounding them for at least 2 hours, and let them be kids again. That's the most important thing.
And that's Carl Tarabelli, coach of the Needham High School varsity girls soccer team. Carl, I appreciate you taking some time to talk with us.
Thanks for that opportunity. I appreciate it.